Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Wednesday, the 13th of September. This week in the Battle Drill Daily Devotionals, we focus on bringing happiness to our communities. How can Christians spread hope to those who live nearby? We turn again to our passage for this week, Jeremiah chapter 29 and verses 4 to 14. Today from the New Revised Standard Version, updated edition. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all the exiles whom I have sent into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and live in them. Plant gardens and eat what they produce. Take wives and have sons and daughters. Take wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage, that they may bear sons and daughters. Multiply there, and do not decrease. But seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile, and pray to the Lord on its behalf, for in its welfare you will find your welfare. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, do not let the prophets and the diviners who are among you deceive you, and do not listen to your dreams that you dream, for it is a lie that they are prophesying to you in my name. I did not send them, says the Lord. For thus says the Lord, only when Babylon's 70 years are completed will I visit you, and I will fulfill to you my promise and bring you back to this place. For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope. Then, when you call upon me and come and pray to me, I will hear you. When you search for me, you will find me, if you seek me with all your heart. I will let you find me, says the Lord, and I will restore your fortunes and gather you from all the nations and all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back to the place from which I sent you into exile. Amen. Do you have a plan for your life? Or are you just drifting along, wandering around aimlessly and wondering what to do next? God's people had been exiled into slavery in Babylon. Their plan was to sit it out until their fortunes changed. But God had other plans. He stirred them to move ahead. He gave them a purpose whilst they were in Babylon, and he promised to be with them all the way. God has a plan for you too. It is a plan for good. It is a plan for the future and full of boundless hope. If you allow him to direct your agenda, he will go with you as you seek to fulfill his purpose for your life. That doesn't mean everything will be sunshine and roses and that we will always be spared pain, suffering and hardship. But it does mean God will see our lives through to a glorious conclusion. All praise to him. As you think about this today, you might want to use this question to help you. In what ways does God reveal his purpose for your life? I hope to see you tomorrow for another Battle Drill Devotional, as we need to remember that God has not forgotten us.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.